Bon dia.
Good morning. Thank you for your questions, Ms. Kbedma. As regards the support given to higher education, in higher education to Roma young people, we can give more details on the program. So today I will give some data of a synthetic nature, namely the fifth edition of the program to support through scholarships is 2020 to 2021. That made 19 scholarships available to Roma youth in universities and 21 to Roma girls. So it's 50-50 in terms of the gender divide. And in the sixth edition, which is currently underway, we gave study grants to 17 young Roma women. Since 2020, overall, we have given 36 study grants to Roma women in higher education. We are aware that this might seem a small number, but the impact that these young women have in these communities and the multiplier effect from them is undeniable. I would also point out that the rules for the scholarship program provide that there must be balanced representation of men and women with at least 40% of each gender. And there was a question on where the men or the boys were. Beyond, of course, the national education system, I would like to point to the Choices Program, which seeks to promote social inclusion of children and young people from the most vulnerable communities, and that is in its eighth edition. There are 28,000 children and young people involved in the program. Of that total, about half are girls, and therefore the other half is where the boys are. Over 7,000 of them are descendants of migrants. There are also some refugee youngsters involved in that program. We have 105 projects running throughout the country. Thank you.